Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 5th of May, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Uber Eats exits 7 global markets including Czech Republic, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. The firm is also transferring its UAE operation to Careem, which it acquired last year. Uber says the moves are not linked to the coronavirus pandemic, but are instead about the company's aim to be first or second in all markets in which it competes. Sooner than expected, Apple has announced a new 13-inch MacBook Pro with a Magic Keyboard. It features optional Intel 10th Gen processors and starts at $1,299. In one sense, it is a minor spec bump upgrade for the existing lineup of 13-inch MacBook Pros. But it also represents the end of an era. Apple no longer sells any new laptops with the much-maligned butterfly keyboard mechanism. Biotech firm Kaniku has developed a so-called electronic nose that promises to be able to detect the odor of a bomb. Utilizing genetically modified biological cells, the devices can manufactured to identify specific smell. Airbus will test the tech in some airport screening tunnels later this year. Salesforce is announcing new products to help businesses navigate reopening during a pandemic, tackling newly necessary tasks like scheduling office workers in shifts, managing employee health, and handling emergency responses. Firms like Zoom and Slack have seen their existing services flourish during the coronavirus crisis, but Salesforce's new products are some of the first designed specifically to help navigate it. Expect many more to follow. The UK government starts testing its coronavirus contact tracing app on the Isle of Wight, an island near the coast of southern England. Those who show symptoms or test positive for COVID-19 are encouraged to report the info via the app. It will then alert other users who have been in close proximity within the last 14 days. Officials hope more than half of the 80,000 households on the island will download the app. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.